Well, after I'm guessing at least a couple of years of work and all sorts of equipment moving sand and grass and other things around, I'm sure it's nice at this point, Aaron, to just have this golf course open and let the members go out and play.
Yeah, absolutely. We finished in, well, thanks to the hurricane, 11 and a half months from start to finish. We were waiting on that road to come in, so we had to get, obviously, the people from point A to point B. But last 48 hours, we're all hands on deck getting ready for the members. We did not have a single shot hit until that opening day. So the first shots were actually hit by the members.
And not Nick Price.
He had a little shoulder injury. That is correct. Actually, the gentleman, our two of our owners hit the first tee shots along with the gentleman we bought the land off of, Mr. Bellino, who was also an investor here as well. He hit the first tee shot. So it was great. Found the fairway.
Yeah. I was going to say, how did the owners find the land? Did they previously own it? And, you know, who picked this location for this beautiful golf course?
So our three owners met with the landowner, Mr. Bellino, I'd say probably 2 years ago. So one of our other members kind of paired those guys together, and Mr. Bellino always wanted to do a golf course, and these gentlemen, this is actually our owners, this is their first, they've done plenty of developments, but this is their first golf course project. But the minute they met Nick, they knew it was the perfect fit, and like I said, 11 and a half months later, from start to finish, from scraping ground to hitting the first tee shot, we are live.
Of all the architects you could have picked, I was going to say, how did you decide on Nick Price? You know, a lot of people know his name for winning major championships and winning on the PGA Tour, and I believe a couple of senior events now, but I don't know how well his work is really known as a golf course architect.
Yeah, it's actually hard to believe. I don't know if this is 100% factual, but I think we're about number 40 for Nick. So he's done way more golf courses than people realize. He's done some really special ones in Florida. His home course on the East Coast, MacArthur Golf Club. I was fortunate enough to play at a bunch. I was at Medalist next door for the better part of a decade. So it was, he was also a member at Medalist, and we got really close then. So it was nice to kind of reunite with him and see this project come to fruition.
Well, the one thing about this golf course is it just seems that everything out there seems pretty natural. It's not like you needed a whole bunch of bulldozers to force different things. It seems like you were able to just come in and sweep in the sand dunes and the, you know, the other parts of it, the waste bunkers and different things. And the course plays like it has a very natural feel to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, and the word I tend to use is raw. You know, natural is a great word, but we are very, very raw here. The entire property was capped with about 5 or 6 feet of sugar sand. So we stripped all that, took it to the front of the property, and then brought it back. All the ponds that you see here really aren't in play, but they were used to build up the fairway. So this was a very flat piece of ground that we turned into something that you're not really going to have a flat lie on. And to bring all that natural sugar sand back and create those dunes, you know, especially for this area, there's really nothing to compare it to.
Well, you're going to be a private club at some point, I guess, when all the memberships are gone. How's that coming along? Is there a ballpark figure on how many you got and what kind of number you're trying to reach and how much availability there still might be?
Yeah, absolutely. Opening day, we had right around 150 members before we even stuck a peg in the ground. We're at about 190 right now. The goal is to get to 275 local and about 50 national. So we're going to keep it nice and tight. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want, you know, people getting hindered by too many events and not being able to get tee times and that kind of stuff. So this is a very comfortable place. You know, we're not a place with a whole bunch of rules. You know, at the end of the day, it's about fun.
Well, tell us a little bit about what kind of construction might go up around the golf course. A lot of people will tell you there's nothing worse than a beautiful golf course getting spoiled with all of a sudden you wake up one day and there's houses everywhere. What's the long-term plan on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a very, very unique property in the vision. It's basically two separate plots of land. So the housing We're going to have 93 is going to be in the front of the property, and the golf course is not going to be touched. So there will be absolutely no homes other than you'll be able to see a few from number 11. But that will be the only hole that you'll be able to see houses on the entire golf course. So it will remain natural, raw, and completely untouched.
Well, the nice news is you got some very comfortable golf carts. And I know some of the newer properties today, they like to keep people walking. And so is that an option here that people can walk if they want? Take one of your caddies and go?
Yeah, we have an in-house caddy program that we run. It's actually a very, very walkable golf course. Honestly, the longest walk is probably from the driving range to the first tee. You know, the green to the next tee box is the routing is genius here. He did a phenomenal job with it. So I'd say right now our walking rounds are probably sitting at about 10%. We'd like to see more of that. Like I said, it's definitely an easy place to walk. And, you know, with the beauty of the property, you know, that's the way golf should be. It's the way it was meant to be.
Tell me a little bit about the practice facility. And also, you might have a little bit of a short hole golf course coming soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So our David Ledbetter inspired practice facility, he actually calls it the Field of Dreams. So we have a double ended range. Our performance center is going up. We'll have three bays in there. We've got top tracer technology on the range. We'll have that incorporated in the hitting bays as well. The original plan was to have a practice hole, but we have turned that into a six hole short course, which I'm actually co-designing. We're naming it the Colt, which the meaning of the Colt is a baby sandhill crane. So our logo itself is a sandhill crane, meaning a Saleta is Native American for sandhill crane.
Well, you've got a David Ledbetter practice facility, and I'm assuming David was probably very involved in the design of that.
Yeah, he designed the entire thing. He's actually our director of instruction here, one of our investors as well. So he's been here since day one. He's been nothing but fantastic.
Well, if someone out there is looking for a club to join in Florida, how do they go about it? And tell us a little bit where in Florida you're actually located.
So we are kind of on the outskirts of Sarasota, Bradenton. If you're familiar with Lakewood Ranch, we're about 15 minutes away. The notable courses over in Lakewood Ranch are the Ritz Members Club, the Concession. Lakewood Ranch has probably four or five at this point, but we're just a little bit past them. We've got a great set of amenities that we're putting in: a pool, tennis, paddle. We've got some acreage across the road we may do something special with. So there's a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Acreage across the road. That always sounds like there's room to build another course, be it 9 or 18 holes at some point down the road.
I don't know if we have quite that much land, but we'll definitely do something fun over there.
All right. And the website is SaletaGolf.com?
Absolutely. And if anybody has membership questions, you can reach our membership director, Alan Pope, at apope@SaletaGolf.com.